Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free 1-877-TAP-COIN. That's 1-877-827-2646. True Wealth can be heard every Saturday at 10 a.m. on the American Christian Network in Spokane. It's 106.5 FM. Sundays, True Wealth can be heard again on 6:30 a.m. at 11 a.m. in the morning. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer specializing in the building of investment portfolios and the purchase of estates and collections. Coins Plus also purchases scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds and is well known as one of the, if not the most aggressive, most fair competitive buyer of scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds in the Northwest. We also sell diamonds. We sell quality diamonds at wholesale prices. Just to keep it simple, if you're looking into getting a nice diamond or some nice jewelry, we've got a tremendous, nice quality inventory with Coins Plus or Clock Tower Jewelry, our sister affiliate. You won't get quite the emotional experience that some jewelry stores offer, but you will get the very best prices by a landslide. You won't find the kind of prices that we offer anywhere, guaranteed, especially on diamonds. We recommend, a lot of people are moving their money into tangible assets right now, tremendous amounts. I mean, for obvious reasons, it's a very wise thing to be doing. We recommend picking up a nice diamond and making a nice ring for your beauty. It's not so we can sell diamonds. It's because if you're moving your money over into tangible assets, if you buy nice quality diamond or diamonds, they're a good investment or can be a solid investment if you get the right quality diamonds. And they do hold their value. They may not appreciate at the level that precious metals do, but they are a tangible asset, and it's a way to hold a little bit of your savings on your finger or on a necklace or on a bracelet or something like that. On the contrary, if you've got an excessive amount of diamonds or scrap gold or jewelry laying around, bring it into Coins Plus. Let us evaluate it for you. You will get the most. Please be careful. Do not ship your jewelry or diamonds off to these companies that you see on TV or hear on the radio. They don't have any face-to-face accountability. At Coins Plus, we buy scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds of worth if there's a fair amount of value. We buy them at 90% of what we plan to sell them for. Of course, there's market fluctuations that play into that. If it's a minute quantity, our profit margins get a little higher just because of the amount of time that it takes. But it's critical that you are not shipping your gold or silver off to these companies that advertise. It's pretty obvious. When they send you these gold kits, you basically sign away any rights. The minute they get it, they pay you for it. There's no backing out. There's no decision making. It's over. So just be aware of that. Secondly, a lot of people have this eBay fantasy, no matter what it is. They believe that if they have something for sale, they can get the best price on eBay. They believe if they want to buy something, they can get the best price on eBay. They both can't be correct. But I will tell you, selling stuff on eBay is not all it's cracked up to be. Number one, the fee structures have changed. It costs on average 15% to 20% by the time you're finished. You've got a minimum of 10% in listing fees. You've got final value fees. eBay also requires that payment be made through PayPal, their own company now, which charges a few percentage points in fees. And in addition to that, you've got to have a high feedback rating. You've got to have a whole bunch of endorsements. You got to deal with packaging and shipping and waiting for it to get there and hoping people don't back out or whatever. And then foremost, what I haven't even mentioned is fraud on eBay. I simply mention that because occasionally we hear people that believe that eBay is kind of the all-curing sales venue. And to be quite frank, if that were the case, we would be selling a lot of coins on eBay, and that's not the case. In fact, in a lot of cases, it's a very poor place to sell. People assume the worst. They're going off of a two-dimensional picture. There's a ton of fraud on eBay. There was a report that came out a couple years ago that showed that one out of every 40 transactions on eBay included major fraud, and it was like one out of every 13 transactions on eBay included minor fraud, which is some form of deception. That's not a very good rating, and so you just need to be careful of what you're doing out there. We at Coins Plus, when it comes to selling coins, precious metals, whatever, our goal is to, we've got the knowledge to get the best price, the fairest price out of things. We're not in the business of overcharging people, but we are in the business of knowing what we're doing. And we make about 10% on collectible coins and jewelry, and then on precious metals, we only make a few percentage points. So you're paying for our expertise. To give us a few percent to sell us some stuff is really not asking that much. And we do have a pretty high level of expertise, and we've got some of the highest and most well-trained numismatists in the industry. So if you do have coins, we know them well. Sometimes people are surprised when they bring stuff in. We can whip right through it quickly and knowledgeably, and because they don't know, sometimes they assume we're missing stuff, which is not the case at all. Our other obvious specialty, which is the primary thrust of this show, is building portfolios. The primary reason that Coins Plus is in business is portfolio building or investment sales. At Coins Plus, we believe firmly that we live in unique times. We believe that things will not continue forever the way they are, and we believe sincerely that we're very, very close to some of the most drastic economic conditions ever seen in this country. It's not a matter of hype or emotion, it's a matter of fact, just by looking at the mathematics of it. We believe that people who do not have all their wealth preserved in a very solid, tangible asset are going to be some very sad people. And I will say, whenever situations like this take place, there's always a possibility of the transfer of wealth to the righteous. The Bible says, the wicked store up for the righteous. Now, the righteous, why is it that 95% of our customers are believers? For some reason, people who get to know the Bible, they learn to understand money, and they learn to understand that gold was created by God and endorsed by God, and that it is the one thing that's lasted from the beginning of written human history till now. It's gone through every major economic downturn. It's gone through every government overthrow. There's basically no exceptions to gold and silver lasting throughout time. The one and only exception is the artificial fixing of the price by the United States government, which had a tremendously detrimental effect. They've released that control in 1974, and since then the precious metals have gained, well, gold alone has gained well over 50% a year average. It started 1974 at $35. We're around $950 right now, which is approximately a 30 times increase on the metal, which is of course a 3,000% increase over a 35 year period of time, which dividing out would give you approximately 80 some percent growth. Of course, when you calculate compounding, that is not the case. But once you compound, if you use compounding to calculate the growth that gold's made since its deregulation in 1974, gold has given a 35-year compounded return of over 20% per year average. We did see gold artificially pushed down in the 90s when we had the dot-com craze. We've seen it come back since the September 11th of 01 attacks. And since that time, it's averaged well over 20% per year, as has silver. So we're looking at a very good investment vehicle. The opponents of it will take you back to a day in January 1 of 1980 when both precious metals hit an anomaly peak high, which was obnoxious, driven up artificially by the Hunt brothers, and they'll act like that's the reference point. Folks, that's not the case at all. That is a blip on a screen. If you take that off of the graph, it's a smooth, beautiful, steady, what we call a convergence graph that just sort of works its way up with natural peaks and valleys. And it's done incredibly well. The real thrust of it, of course, and I don't know how to reiterate it any differently, is precious metals are the one and only thing that are going to ride through the imminent storm ahead financially. They've made it, again, like I said, since the beginning of written human history. They will make it through this. Not only that, it's a transfer of wealth. If you go back to the Great Depression in 1933, from the stock market crash of 29 to the Great Depression of 1933, those with precious metals were, A, the only ones that made it. After 19 or maintained financial stability, which is why the banks shut down. They didn't want people to get their gold out. They wanted to control them, and they've done a great job of doing it since. From 1933 until now, we've seen a loss in the dollar of over 95% of the Federal Reserve dollar. In other words, over 95% of the spending power has evaporated. And that's basically through practices similar to what we're seeing Obama do to our country, our nation now. However, he's accelerating this issue at a never even imagined, unprecedented level that is going to have just tyrannical, insane, tremendous consequences coming, and in a very, very short period of time. So, as we say, it's absolutely mandatory that you preserve your wealth and prepare yourself, preserve your capital. You've got, you know, one of the wisest decisions you can ever make is what I call everything to gain and nothing to lose. Precious metals never become worthless. By buying precious metals right now, sitting on the sideline for the next year to 3 years to see what happens, you, number one, will preserve all your spending capital. You don't have to worry about the loss of it because of a CEO's unethical behavior. You will maintain all your spending power, but two, you know, you will gain wealth, as I've said earlier, as people lose around you. And three, it's most likely reasonable, if it maintains on the track it's been, that you'll get a 25 to 30% per year gain out of it, and you'll come out the other end a lot more wise and feeling a lot better about your financial condition. Keep in mind, stockbrokers are not going to tell you to buy gold. It's probably likely that a lot of you that haven't made that move, because basically I think the majority of our clientele has definitely made that move. I'm assuming the majority of you that have not may be getting advice from a stockbroker. The problem with a stockbroker is the investment world is a pie, and you can cut that pie into as many pieces as you'd like. Depending on how many investments there are, you can cut it into real estate, you know, a piece of the pie for stocks, a piece for bonds, a piece for gold, a piece for silver, a piece for platinum, a piece for CDs, a piece for annuities, a piece for, you know, whatever, REITs, a piece for ETFs, I don't know. There's many pieces of the pie. Stockbrokers are limited to those pieces that include stocks and bonds. That's essentially their limitation. The stock and bonds arena has been overpumped and overdriven, and it is a dead horse, and they're still trying to beat that dead horse into life. And they'll move you around within those pieces of the pie for stocks and bonds, but they can't get you out of the doom and gloom that those happen to carry with them. Whereas with us, and by the way, we have, as an owner here, I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed. I've had a lot of background and experience with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and everything else. And so we believe we're balanced. We could sell what we wanted to sell when we wanted to sell it. What we believe right now is that we're selling the single best and only investment vehicle out there. And I have to use the word investment lightly, because buying gold, what you're really doing is just placing your wealth into God's money, into something that will hold and ride out. There's a lot of fallacies that have been put out, a lot of false press that's been put out about the precious metals, and a lot of it's all, there's just really no good argument against precious metals. The one argument I run into once in a while is, well, but it doesn't pay dividends, okay? Stocks pay dividends, and people will avoid buying metals occasionally, and not always, but occasionally, because it doesn't pay dividends. The thing they don't understand is all the dividends are is just a little tiny piece of a new stock. When you live on precious metals, and we have plenty of customers that do, we have plenty of customers that are retired and they're living monthly on their precious metals. All they do is make a trip in once a month and bring in however much they want, and they sell it. Well, the metals are growing, the value of their portfolio still keeps going up. They just have to make a little effort. But if you have choice A, buy a stock to get dividends, and you're going to lose 10% a year on the stock, or option B, you buy precious metals and you have to make a little effort to sell it, but you're going to be gaining 20-25% a year. To me, that's a pretty simple equation. So if you haven't made that move and you're looking to make that move, please call Coins Plus at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free 877-TAP-COIN. I hope as Christian believers engaged in the world out there, we're all paying some sense to what's going on around us. And just to be aware, there's a video on the internet called Zeitgeist, which is a German term for like the sign of the times or the perception of the times or the way it is. It's basically a Christian hatred video. And just to let you know, we watched it and it's awful. And it looks like this terrific video that's been designed to completely refute Christianity. And at first, they've got all these things that are like, wow, man, that's crazy. You know, they name all these deities. They name Horus and they name Krishna and Buddha and they name all these similarities to Christ, you know, 12 disciples and they resurrected from the dead and all these things that are crazy that you're like, what a coincidence, that's wild. Maybe they're right. Well, no. I did some further research. It's all hooey. It's garbage. All these claims that they make, for example, about Buddha were never claimed by himself. They're not in any of his works. They're claimed by people later than him. Now, how much later? Well, on Buddha and a few of these others, there's four reference books from the 1800s. Now, Buddha supposedly lived at 1700 BC. 3,500 years later, there pops up this reference that claims that all these similarities between Buddha and Christ and tries to make it look like Christ stole Buddha's identity and perfected it or changed it or something. So just so you know, when you're running into the Zeitgeist thing out there, people are using that as their argument point. There's also this Religious put out by this Bill Maher. This Bill Maher you can see on TV, this man is the most venomous, anti-Christian, hate-filled, and with that spirit comes a spirit of hideous arrogance. And that man is an arrogant, foul-mouthed man. But, you know, he put a video out in the movies and apparently some people went and saw it. And the goal of his life is to destroy Christianity and all religion and just say what a bunch of idiots and morons. And they say that anyone who believes in God is, and that God is just this invisible man, a fairy tale, if you will, that's been created. And the one point that they did have at the beginning of Zeitgeist was, they said, you know, we've been fooled into believing that there's this invisible man out there that controls everything, but he always needs our money, you know. And they're mocking TV evangelism. And I think most of you are smart enough to understand that they've got a point. When these people are, you know, saying, well, we're doing such a great work for the Lord, and the only way we can stay on the air is if you give us your money, now we're going to pray about it. Folks, that's not good. I mean, let's face it. It's when it's all about money and that's what the world sees. If there's a television ministry that anybody could turn on, they shouldn't be asking for money. And a lot of these syndicated television, Christian television shows, the people are a little bit spooky to the non-believing audience. They're extremely charismatic and they're incredibly emotional and they're very theatrical, and it's not the best witness out there. They're certainly not representing the Jesus Christ that I know or that the Bible portrays. So it's important to be aware of what's going on out there as a believer. That's my main thing. Educate yourself. Always be prepared to give an answer. That's what the scriptures tell us. I am, of course, always on the lookout for news about gold, and I read about a gentleman named John Paulson, who's the hedge fund manager who made the most profitable trade in market history a while ago, shorting subprime mortgage bonds and raking in a record $3.7 billion in 2007. His next move was to hire Alan Greenspan, who is the 40-year Fed chairman, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Alan Greenspan is now his primary financial advisor and head of all of his trading. Guess what he's doing now? He is buying gold, and more gold. And if he's got $3.7 billion, you bet he's buying a lot of gold. What should this tell us? It tells us that an incredibly wise trader who's helped by the previous head of the Federal Reserve Board, who's giving him his investment guidance, is buying all the gold he can get his money on. A quote from Alan Greenspan was quoted as saying, quote, "In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. This is the shabby secret of the welfare statists' tirades against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process. It stands as a protector of property rights. If one grasps this, one has no difficulty in understanding the state's antagonism towards the gold standard." So, folks, just do not be lulled to sleep by everything going on around us. Those in the know are making the move. I know there's a number of you who know things are going to get bad, but you just kind of want to wait and see because you don't want to take any risk at all. You feel like, well, if I wait till things are bad right on the cusp of it, then I do this, then there won't be any risk. Buying precious metals doesn't offer any risk to begin with. And yes, there are a lot of tight-collared people out there that are afraid of gold because they have their really wise friend, the financial advisor, who will continue to tell them to buy stock. They're in it for the long haul. It's coming back. Please understand, it doesn't matter how wise you are. It doesn't matter if you're an attorney or a doctor or who you are. If you don't have a heavy background in economics and finance and you haven't read the counterpoint to the paper game, you are going to get burned. And the bottom line is precious metals is where it's at. If you're a believer, get your wisdom from the Bible. Don't get it from somebody who's a young person in the history of the world and doesn't understand the long-term outcome of the paper game. If you think about it, if someone from 100 years ago were brought to life today, they might think that times were very significant, which they are. We have everything in place now to fulfill any or all end times prophecy. This is a unique time in history. Everything is here, ready to go. Gold production has hit a peak. They can't produce enough. The U.S. Mint's out of gold. It's cut back all their production to 1 ounce American Gold Eagles, basically, and there's no more fractional gold of any type available. There's no more Buffaloes or Special Collector's Edition coins or sets coming out of the Mint. If you're looking to get in, please be wise. We would recommend anything that's bullion or semi-numismatic. Do not avoid semi-numismatic coins because there's a little premium on them. There's a little premium on them because they've grown in value quicker than the precious metals. We highly, highly recommend the U.S. $20 St. Gaudens coins. We don't just recommend straight bullion products. Of course, you understand all the confiscation aspects and all that, but you do want something. The $20 gold piece of St. Gaudens or pre-33 U.S. semi-numismatic gold, it literally gives you a twofold growth process. Number one, it's going to go up with the price of the metals, which it's done indefinitely. Number two, the premium continues to climb for supply and demand. In other words, actually, you can make money three ways on semi-numismatic gold. One is by simple precious metals bullion movement. Two is by the supply and demand for the coin itself. And three is by any pressure that's put on the collectible coin market. I mean, they're a three-way win. So if you're looking to get in, we just highly recommend St. Gaudens and pre-33 semi-numismatic gold. It is sincerely and truly probably the soundest gold investment. If you look back over the previous year, they've outperformed gold by 20%. If you look back over the previous 5 years, they've probably outperformed gold by 40 or 50%. On that same note, there's some other terrific investments that fall in the semi-numismatic category. As I've mentioned time and time again, the old U.S. silver dollars offer tremendous value. It's interesting to see people who, you know, a year ago bought silver dollars when silver was about the same level it was now, but they're still making a couple dollar a coin profit for the simple fact that the supply and demand pressures on the silver dollars can continue to climb even when the precious metals don't. They do go up with the precious metals, they go up with the collectible coin market, and they of course go up with the simple supply and demand pressure on the coin itself. Bullion products don't offer that same three ways to win, as the silver dollars do. So we do definitely recommend semi-numismatic coins. And there's times that we look for value. Right now, we're seeing value in silver dollars, especially, you know, Morgans. There's just some incredible values. Uncirculated Morgan silver dollars, as I've discussed, it's important to understand that if you're going to come into the shop and silver is $15, you're going to be paying, you know, almost $19 or better a piece for the U.S. Silver Eagles. You can buy a 1 ounce or a silver dollar from 100 plus years ago for essentially the same price. That makes no sense. Buy a 1 ounce silver coin or a 1 ounce silver American Silver Eagle from the U.S. Mint from this year for $20, or buy a 100-plus-year-old silver dollar from the same mint for $20 that is in beautiful condition. I mean, to me, that's just something that's a no-brainer. I've seen people scratch their head. It doesn't seem to make sense, but it definitely makes sense to us. So we're really recommending those a lot right now. There's a ton of reasons why. A lot of you want barter material. You want stuff that's recognizable and tradable. I can tell you, take a 1 ounce silver round from 2009, lay it in front of them. Take a silver dollar in beautiful condition from 1882 and lay it in front of them and see which one they perceive to have greater value. Barter is all about the perception of the person. And in old silver dollars have a terrific perception. The second thing that's important is we get the grocery store question a lot. What happens when the whole economy collapses? How do I buy groceries with this? Folks, you're probably not going to the grocery store because on the second day the shelves are empty. But what you will need is to preserve your capital so you can buy anything you want. There's markets that get set up in tough economic times and whatnot. But the bottom line is it's easy to do. It's been liquid since the beginning of written human history. You buy precious metals today, you can come back here in a week, a month, a year, and you can cash them in a few simple minutes. There's nothing to know, especially nothing close you need to know, like if you're investing in paper assets, which, by the way, I would highly recommend avoiding all forms of paper that your broker tells you is equal to owning gold or gold stock. Avoid it. You need the precious metals. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free 877-TAP-COINS or 1-877-827-2646. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.